Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
When you hear Ozzy, time to get smart. Our friend Neil Greenberg joins the program now. Of course, you can read Neil's work in the Washington Post. Sports writer, analytics, stats geek, not nerd. Greenberg, how do you do, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I got a stat for you. Turning the tables.
All right, I'm ready.
How the turntables have turned.
Yeah.
Do you know how many players in the NHL have more goals than Tom Wilson?
I will say 5.
Damn. Well, he got it. and shout
hey,
out,
hey Neil, tell him don't mess with you at your own damn game.
Come at the king, you best not miss.
That's right. And
shout out to your Post colleague Barry Sverluga, who just tweeted that out, which is where I acquired that information. But let's start hockey before we get to football. Caps won 5 in a row. Willie's playing outrageous. Ovi's dishing it. 2 assists last night. How impressed have you been by this stretch from the Rock to Red?
I mean, very. It wasn't too long ago. What, like 2 weeks ago, we were talking about, are they going to be able to get out of the basement of the Metro? And here they are, second in the Metro, and they're doing really well. You know, I think it's interesting with Tom Wilson. One, I'm not sure there's a more hated player in the league from opposing fan bases.
F them, dude.
And two, well, big credit to him for changing his game, right? I mean, he was a fourth line fighter type guy who always had the top line skill. You know, got a lot of disciplinary issues, but here he is now, 16 goals, 27 games. You know, still has a decent number of PIMs, but. You know, clearly a power forward in the offensive sense. And I saw Grant, you know, speaking to colleagues, you know, Grant Paulson tweeted out that he's close to a 50-goal pace this year. Could you imagine if Tom Wilson becomes a member of the 50-goal club? That would just put so many people on tilt, especially north of us. It would be pretty exciting.
But when you look at him, though, he basically has done what a lot of what players are supposed to do. As his career went on, he adjusted. You know,
right.
And you say he was always a skilled guy, and he used that skill to get to where he's at. He had it, but now he knows how to utilize it. But let's be real, make no mistakes about it. Don't go do nothing stupid. He can still whoop your ass.
No, he will hurt you. I mean, he's not.
Yes.
Someone to be played with. And, like, that's my favorite type of player. I love, you know, players who are really good, like, skillfully, but also, like, tough as nails, right? Like, my favorite football player aside from Brian Mitchell is Earl Campbell. I mean, I love watching video of Earl Campbell dragging five, six, seven people with him, you know, an extra 10 yards. Like, those are the type of players that I gravitate towards.
I'd argue my colleague, Mr. Mitchell, was one of those types of players where you yep. can you can go a lot of ways.
He said other than Brian Mitchell.
There you go. So we're feeling good about the Caps. Like, there's no hole to be poked in a five-game win streak, right? Like, it's not like they've just been playing bad teams or any of that. Like, we're feeling good. This is where
we're feeling good. I mean, their best players. Yeah, their best players are playing their best hockey, and it's a long season. They're getting really good goaltending. And, you know, again, I mean, now you're starting to see Tom Wilson and Alex Ovechkin at the top of the scoring leaderboard for the team. You know, you got Jacob up there, too. You know, this is a team that is going to have a lot of double-digit scorers. Yeah, I mean, this is what we would expect from this team if they're healthy and, you know, playing at the high level.
Is that the only thing that can mess them up?
Nope. I mean, yeah.
We saw that with the football team.
You know, they have depth, right? I mean, I just mentioned they're going to have a couple double-digit scores, but they're top-heavy. I mean, I don't think there's any question that they're top-heavy with Ovechkin and Wilson. So, yeah, they absolutely need those guys to play well. They need goaltending, as every team does. You know, we're going to talk about a three-game losing streak at some point. We're going to talk about ups and downs with this team. But, you know, as long as Ovechkin is not playing like your normal 40-year-old, I think this team will be fine.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Shout out to our friends at Rood, Jim and Jimbo. Got to talk to them this morning. We got Greenberg on the line. You can give Greenberg a follow at N Greenberg. Let's switch it over to football, Neil. And let's switch it to what you saw from Washington in that loss in overtime, 1-point overtime loss against Denver, because I think you saw a team play with a lot of guts, and they came up short, but they traded a whole bunch of haymakers in that game.
Yeah, I mean, this was a game that, you know, was close. The underlying metrics agree that it should have been close. Washington is getting it together, right? They're getting healthier. They're figuring some stuff out. Dan Quinn is obviously a capable defensive coordinator in addition to being a head coach. And let's face it, that Denver defense is really good. So to be able to not only score on them, but to kind of make the adjustment, right? Because they got off to a little bit of a slow start to make some stuff happen, especially in the fourth quarter. You know, that's the resiliency that you want to see, especially as a fan. I love what Dan Campbell said on Hard Knocks, right? We lost, but we're not lost. I think that's a perfect encapsulation of the team. You know, there's some things that they need to clean up, right? Like the Mariota interception was certainly costly. You know, it kind of negated Nix's interception later on in the game, in terms of, you know, kind of letting Washington get ahead and of the game. But I like what I see. I've always said that this team, as long as they're healthy, can do some things, and Mariota was more than a capable backup. I don't know why they're not favored against Minnesota, but I'm happy to take the plus money on the money line.
Looking at Terry, and he comes back. The times he's come back this year, he's shown why people consider him a number one receiver. People have started to doubt him. In that game and in the Kansas City game, does Terry show that people need to just shut the hell up?
Yeah, one of the silliest storylines of this season, I think, was Terry McLaurin didn't want to play because he was afraid of getting hurt. I mean, look.
So stupid.
I don't play football. I've never played football, but you want to doubt a guy that's like a, what was he, a five-time, 1,000-yard scorer in the league, always healthy, always playing, playing for some teams that weren't very good. You know, the only gripe against him was that he wanted to get paid, and he was trying to eke out as much money as he could because he read the writing on the wall in terms of his age and the landscape and all the economics of the situation. But, I mean, ultimately, this guy has done nothing but produce and be quiet about it and be gracious about it, and he's not a prima donna by any stretch. And then to be, and then just the way everyone turned on him. I mean, he needed to get healthy, and you know he's working with a new quarterback, and some other things change. And but yeah, I mean, this is the guy that they wanted on the roster. This is the guy that they, you know, they paid the money to and wanted to keep. And you know, he's showing what a difference maker it is. And we've talked about this before, right? I mean, if he's in the lineup, you know, making plays, and you have to worry about Debo Samuel doing all his gadget stuff, and, you know, then you have Jaden Daniels come back, another dual threat, which, you know, Mariota's kind of like that, too. I mean, you know, it's not like Mariota can't take off and run with the football. We saw that, too. You know, this is a dangerous, this could be a dangerous team. And, you know, again, this is a lost season, a lot of injuries. This, you know, we have no idea. Like, there was regression this year, but the regression was health-based. I firmly believe that. Like, I don't think that it was performance-based. So, you know, I'm almost willing to throw this whole year out and just start focusing on the future. But, yeah, I mean, you want to discount, you know, Terry McLaurin, you do that at your peril because he's going to hurt you.
Well said there.
There you go.
Going to Minnesota this week, what do you make of J.J. McCarthy? Just too small a sample? You think he stinks?
He stinks.
Wow.
I mean,
please,
he hasn't had
elaborate.
A good year. He's not a very good quarterback. All the underlying metrics point to him being like a 4-13 record quarterback over the course of the season. Minnesota's offense in general has struggled all year. They are a very underwhelming offense. The defense has played okay in spots, but they are a very underwhelming offense. I absolutely think Washington's the better team coming into this game, even with Mariota under center. I don't understand why the line flipped from Washington -1.5 to Washington +1.5.
Does that give you any pause to see a line flip like that?
No, because it's pretty negligible. I mean, I don't worry. I think a lot of that is Jaden Daniels news. Like maybe he'd play, maybe he wouldn't. But I am very comfortable taking the Washington money line at plus money here. If they lose, they lose, and that's fine. But you will not find me backing Minnesota as a favorite anytime soon.
Looking at McCarthy, okay, the guy was a winner in at all air levels, I would say. But does it show a little bit that that running game shielded him from a lot? What he had in Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, look, the jump is hard. I mean, the jump from college to the pros is hard, and you know, he's struggling to figure it out. You know, he's got some injuries, and he's struggling to figure it out, which is fine. I mean, you know, I'm being flippant when I say he stinks. I mean, he's not having a very good year. It's underwhelming. But, like, look, these quarterbacks, we've learned with Daniel Jones that they need the right situation, right? Like, they need the right situation, and then they can really blossom. Daniel Jones had a lot of talent. He was in a miserable situation in New York. Not to say like J.J. McCarthy needs to go someplace else, but sometimes you can have a talented quarterback in the wrong spot and it's not going to work. So it's up to the coaches, the GM, et cetera, to kind of fix that. The Giants weren't able to do it. Daniel Jones left, and then he started playing at an MVP caliber level for the Indianapolis Colts. You know, we've seen there's numerous examples of that. And that's why the talented quarterbacks, like the high draft picks, get so many bites at the apple, right? Even if they don't play well, teams are still willing to take a chance on them because, one, there's probably some hubris there that they think that they can fix them. But, two, you know, you can't – either you have the talent or you don't, right? Like you can't just make someone have talent. So, you know, I think – this year, I don't think J.J. McCarthy is scary. You know, that could certainly change in the future. But right now, in his situation, I just don't think that this team should be favored over anybody right now.
What is that money line?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It was like at plus 105 when I last saw it. You're going to be able to get plenty of boosts, too, over the weekend to juice that up a little bit more, I think. I'm fine with plus money.
Yeah, plus money. Listen, never go broke taking a profit, right?
Never.
That's right.
We're going to talk a little college football with our guy John Talty here in about an hour. I'm curious, last night the rankings came out, Greenberg. What, if anything, you think is wrong?
I don't necessarily think anything's wrong. I had written before about the Notre Dame-Florida situation. Nothing dissuades me from that.
What is your stance on Notre Dame, Miami?
That Notre Dame was way more deserving than Miami, even though Miami beat Notre Dame. Like, was it even
Why?
Close?
Why?
Well, they just have a better.
Did they beat Syracuse?
Well, no, they just have a better schedule. They've been dominant for better stretchers. They have better losses. I just think their overall resume was better than
Notre Dame was early, wasn't it? To Miami.
And Miami game was early.
Yeah, but those early losses though don't matter. Like because you can recover from an early loss. You cannot recover from a late loss because this is all what have you done for me lately, right? I mean, like the college football is the same thing, right? It's just
what is the win you point to for the Irish? Pitt, USC.
Just
Miami just
play.
Went to beat their ass.
You know, I'm not looking at solely wins and losses. I'm just saying, like, overall play has been better, and they beat USC, right? They did beat Pitt, but Miami lost to a couple of unranked teams,
SMU.
Right?
SMU, yeah,
SMU. So. Around. You know, I mean that.
I just think head to head's got to matter. Otherwise, why do
you
play?
But if you play a practice, what if you play them the first game of the season, and they beat you, and then you go on and you road grade everybody else, and then they lose some questionable games later in the season? Does that not bother?
I hear you.
Yeah,
let's
look at it this way: the Raiders beat the Patriots in Week One. Who's the better team?
I understand that head to head doesn't really matter.
Again, this is why I don't get bogged down into wins and losses, because anybody can beat anybody on a given day, but what have you looked like for the course of the season, right? Like, it should never be one game cancels out an entire sample size of a season, no matter what the result. I don't care if Miami won 100-0. Like, you still have to look at the complete body of work, and I believe that Notre Dame – acquits itself much better than Miami does across a variety of metrics.
I just think head-to-head should matter. I also recognize this is all television, and maybe they're not going to let Texas in, but they're going to let Notre Dame in. You know what I mean?
You also thought I wouldn't get a stat question right at the start of the show. So let's be
no, that was realistic. That was a trivia question. I also wonder, like, it's all about television.
And yes,
Notre
absolutely.
Dame brings Notre Dame. I can get that. I just think
if that's the case, Texas should be in it.
They might end up in it, dude.
They
Who
may.
Knows?
Then again, Arch may make sure they don't.
Like, Texas is done. I think it would if Bama lost and got, like, I don't know. There's some weird ways it could all shake out. But how dumb, Neil, and you could speak to this better than maybe anybody. The ACC tiebreaker formula that allows for their conference championship to be UVA versus Duke is so stupid. Duke has 5 losses. Like, the American Conference, I believe the American Conference tiebreaker formula is give us our 2 highest-ranked teams if there's a tiebreaker because we want our best shot of getting into the playoff.
Well, you know, man, Duke don't be there.
The ACC, what do you make when you see that tiebreaker and how it shakes out?
It absolutely needs to be changed. The goal should always be to get the best teams in the format. Right. So and we even saw that with the college football playoffs that they saw last year, how they seeded it. And they said, all right, this can't be. We need to change it. They absolutely need to revisit it. There absolutely needs to be a situation where a 5-loss team doesn't get ahead of a 2-loss team. I don't know. You know, it just you need to fix it. That's just end of sentence.
That's the bottom line right there.
Right. Because you can't take the conference like it. There's a trickle down effect, right? Because that keeps another team out, which may keep another team out, and then you know you have one team that's advantaged for having to play a 5-loss team. Like there definitely is a ripple effect in those type of decisions.
Well, they may end up with no team in the playoffs.
I think, do they have to put somebody in from the ACC?
I don't know if they have to put them in. But right now, isn't Virginia in the first round matchup?
Yeah, but what if they lose to Duke on Saturday?
If they lose to Duke, they may be out.
That would be, well, I guess I'm writing something else then. Because because that would be a calamity.
What else is remarkable is
I'm kind of hoping Duke beat them.
I kind of do too.
I would like to.
We also tried to get the UVA coach on this season. I emailed before the season started about any time. I was told, sorry, we don't have any time. You got 4 months, dog. 4 months.
Good. Okay.
How about this though? It's all about television and ratings. B. Saturday night, Duke UVA, 8:00. Mm-hmm. Saturday night, Ohio State Indiana, 8:00.
Ohio State Indiana.
There'll be tens of people watching Duke UVA.
It'll be the 3 of us and like 5 other people.
Right. There'll be so much sports on Saturday night. I don't even know if Duke UVA gets a 3rd television in my house.
They'll be on the old show.
Greenberg, we got to bounce, bro. Thank you
for the
time as always.
All right,
love you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Thank you, man.
Our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. We're going to run through some playoff odds when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.